chances are, if you're related to or know the Banks family in upstate New York, maybe having one of the worst spring seasons ever. First, if this is bad enough, state police in New York have been investigating 37-year-old Christopher Banks for possession of child pornography. When officers searched Christopher's residence, they confiscated all the electronics in the home.
Yeah.
And what they found was enough to bring felony charges against Christopher.
Right.
But, and Biggie, you can help me out with this, with some of the youthful slang. Christopher's older brother, Mark, caught the ricochet of a lifetime. When they were grabbing all the electronics, they started going through it and said, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
It was Mark. He's 1 year older than Christopher,
mm-hmm.
having sex with a cow on video.
Oh my God.
Mark has worked at a dairy in Broome County for the past 22 years. I'm guessing he's no longer employed.
Well, I would think not.
So both of these brothers messed up.
But wouldn't you think? And didn't the brother who had sex with the cow said?
Well, he said, yes, once when I was younger and I didn't ejaculate. All right.
No, man, it don't matter.
It don't. And there were multiple animals, multiple videos.
Oh, there were. I thought he said,
animals, plural.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought
he said I had a sexual urge and I didn't climax.
But that really, if it happened multiple times.
Yeah. What about the goat? Oh, you know about the goat.
I was going to say, if there was only one video, and why do you video? I mean, what in the world? You know, are you going back later and watching
that? Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing. No, there's no cutting. Even if it was just once, there's no cutting of any slack here.
Well, no one even offered slack on this.
I thought you were opening the door to slack.
Yeah, it sounded like you were going to give him a pass at first.
You said if there's only the one cow.
No. What I was going to say to that was, shouldn't you just delete it? I mean, why is it on there?
Because he's watching
it. Returns to it?
You're saying he gets some
sort. But he has access to cows all the time. It's his job.
Yeah, but he's...
He's at the farm.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe him for a minute that this was the only cow.
Well, clearly it wasn't.
Yeah,
I mean, I know there's other animals, but I bet there were many cows that were violated. But he recorded it because he's going to get his jollies with it later and watch it back.
How can you get your jollies watching yourself with a cow?
Look, man, people were... Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly both these brothers messed up.
Oh, big time. Mm-hmm. Big time. I mean, throw the book at them. Now, what it means to catch a ricochet is when they go after the one brother, mm-hmm. not even expecting anything from the other brother, and they see you dogging a cow. I mean, that is... That's like, you know, it comes...
Well, because I'm sure he was standing there, too, like, I can't believe my brother's a pedo. And all of a sudden, from the other room, he hears,
Is that my computer?
Yeah. You can't search my room. Yeah, the search warrant says the whole house. You're going to find some things.
And that is, like, if they had found cocaine in his room, that's legal, too, right? I mean,
because the officers were there legally.
Yeah, search warrant is search warrant.
You got to be really careful who you associate
with. Or do they have to say, is a search warrant to say you can toss the house? Or do you have to say, we're looking for evidence of child pornography? I thought we have talked about this with our attorney, Lisa Lanier, but it's been many, many years.
Maybe we should ask her about this. She'll be on Friday this time.
Bring up cow sex?
I thought if it was just laying out, though,
it counts.
Yeah, like, I mean, if they say we're here with a search warrant of the home.
Well, they can take the computer looking for child porn, and if they find something else, obviously, I think that's okay.
Right.
I think she's told us, if you find evidence of another crime while looking for the first one, then that's it.
Do you think pedo brother said, you need to check my brother's computer, too?
Look, like, you got me.
Yeah.
But you don't want to know what Mark's doing over at the dairy farm.
God.
Yeah.
Well, he's worse. Now, how could it be worse? Oh, wait till you see this. Yeah. Oh, wow. Check this computer out. Jesus.
And you tried to make it with the cow?
With the cow.
Didn't we hear that in Stripes?
In the movie Stripes, this is a long time ago. This is an early 80s movie. Bill Murray.
It's the first night together as new recruits.
They've joined the Army, and Sergeant Hulka gets all the recruits together. John Candy is there.
Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy is there. I mean, some real greats.
Psycho.
Psycho is there. And then... they're all swapping stories about, you know, crazy things they've done. And one of the Army recruits, Lee Harvey, he's told a story.
Lee Harvey? You are a madman. When you stole that cow and your friend tried to make it with the cow, I want to party with you, cowboy.
And just swapping stories. It was kind of an icebreaker, get to know you.
Yeah. And the look on Lee Harvey's face, he doesn't say a word. It is priceless acting. Like, yeah, that was awesome. Not an ounce of shame on Lee Harvey's face.
Let's not joke about it, folks. This is real.
That was his icebreaker to the group.
That's right. That's what, you know, it's like if you're in a dorm and it's like, okay, everybody meets everybody. You say your name.
Tell a story
about yourself. What's your interesting factoid? His interesting one was his friend stole a cow so that they could make it with the cow. Well, just like I guess maybe in prison they do the same thing. It's like, well, I'm here as a pedo, but what do you hear my brother?
Oh, I bet these two going in, they should separate, put them in single cells because the population is not going to like either of them.
I wonder, you know, we did it in college, of course, your first class or in high school. You say who you are and, you know, what's something interesting about yourself. In prison, I think they should do that too. You know, they sit around.
The fresh fish circle?
Yeah, fresh fish circle.
Well, I've kind of heard especially, you know, they always say if you're a pedo and you're in there.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you don't know.
You don't know, you want to know anyway.
Let's get around. That doesn't even have to be your crime. It's just like, here's something interesting I've done, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I read Mein Kampf when I was 8.
Yeah.
Okay, next.